teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Thursday, everyone, here in South Central Wisconsin, and we have a doozy for you today. Is if you are watching on Daily Dodge TV, you're immediately seeing a third face today. If you don't know who that third face is, it's the one and only Jesse Nelson, the producer for Wilde and Tausch. You can hear him from 9 until 12 weekdays on ESPN Madison and at Wisconsin overall. If you're on ESPN Wisconsin, you're going to hear Jesse Nelson, and you're going to hear him a little bit with us today. Jesse, how are you doing?
Thank you for having me, Wally. Accommodating my trip to the Beaver Dam DMV. I really appreciate that. Best DMV on planet Earth, the one here in Beaver Dam.
They're nice, actually.
The people are nice. They're hospitable. They're helpful. There's never a line. Like every other DMV, it's in the movie with the sloths.
Yeah, and it's
Zootopia,
right,
where the sloths are running the DMV. Not in Beaver Dam. They're not here. It's boom, boom, boom. In and out. So I didn't realize I needed a real ID to fly on a plane next week. So
It still shocks me. It's brand new.
It's like a year ago that it all happened. I actually flew on a plane in October when I probably shouldn't have, so I got away with that one, and I forgot about it again until we're going out east next week, and I thought, well, I could go to the Madison DMV and wait 2.5 hours in a crowded, congested, hot building, or I could come to the beautiful, the happiest place in Beaver Dam, the DMV.
Look
and
at
that's
water
exactly
tower.
What I did.
Look at the water tower. What's it say? Life is good here.
Yeah. They should move that water tower right next to the DMV.
They might have one for all we know. Like a personalized water tower DMV. Well, I'm sure they're working.
They did
on it.
They said, here, have a gold bar and have a cup of coffee. And they were just offering me everything. I got a condo just for going to the DMV today. It was fantastic. So, shout out to the Beaver Dam DMV. Got my real ID all taken care of thanks to the great people over there. And then I get to stop in and say hi to you and Ashley here. So, and my friend Sherry, who runs the place. So fun to see everyone. Sorry, whoever Sherry was interviewing virtually, I knocked on her window and obnoxiously tried to say hello earlier. I apologize to whoever that is. I don't apologize to Sherry. I'll never do that. But I apologize to some poor interviewee who was trying to get a job. I hope it works out for them.
Well, you've heard from Jesse Nelson. You heard from me, Wally Lukaczynski. Let's hear from the other half of the show, Ashley Dobrzynski. Was Jesse Nelson knocking on the window when you were applying for your role here?
He was not. No, I did not get that pleasure.
How would you react if you're on an interview with a general manager of an office? And it could be any job, not necessarily. So how would you react if you're applying for a job and suddenly the person, just someone starts knocking on the door, hey!
Sherry!
Hey! Bunk, 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 bunk. Yoo-hoo! Because that's exactly what I did.
I think it would depend on like what Sherry said afterwards. If she was like, yeah, that's a teammate of ours, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I want to work here.
I'd be like, see, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought I was doing everybody a favor by saying, come on in. Like, this is a fun place to be,
exactly,
right?
Now,
exactly.
I don't know who it is, but a part of me is crossing my fingers that they're going to be on the team at some point just so we can hear the other side of this. Because I'm sure Sherry's probably not on mute on a call like that. She's definitely hearing the
I mean, if she's conducting the interview, it's got to boom, 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 boom. Hey, yoo-hoo,
Sherry. Welcome to the Beeve. And welcome to the Damn Sports Show, everybody.
This place got so professional since I worked here 8 years ago. What the heck happened?
Well, apparently not. He was asking as he got down here, Ashley Dobrzynski, why, as we come down to the pit, he's like, wow, you guys have doors on this now.
Oh.
I'm like, what did you actually think happened in this building that he didn't know that we had doors?
I mean, I'm old enough to remember when this area where this beautiful Daily Dodge TV studio is, I remember when this was a storage closet.
Yes.
Like one big glorified storage closet. And there were screwdrivers and there were cords to nothing and there were computer monitors from the 70s, like just sprawled out in this building in this specific space for, I don't know, years, the years that I worked here. No one did anything. And then I came back a couple of years ago and this had been renovated into this wonderful space that it is. Love what you guys have going on here. It's a pleasure to be part of it.
Ooh, do you feel that, Ashley? I'm getting a little like hot here. This is nice. We got Jesse Nelson down here gassing us up.
I know.
I would say being back here feels like a kid on Christmas morning, but unfortunately, kids this year aren't going to know what that feels like on Christmas morning because we're going to be getting ready for a big football game.
Look at this guy. He knows how to circle
it
back.
He does.
Because this is a national holiday for many people like Ashley Dobrzynski, their favorite day of the NFL
Walter,
calendar year.
Walter, stop it.
Oh, she called you Walter?
Called
you Walter?
He's trying to convince everybody that this is like my Super Bowl, and it's
it
not.
Is.
I just said a couple times, Jesse, I just let people know when we were playing things. I think it was once.
No.
And maybe twice.
This is not fair because she literally is texting us each night like, guys, 24 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
24 hours.
No, I am not. He did the same thing yesterday with Jason, and Jason was like, do you actually love it that much? No. Mm-hmm. I'm not that obsessed with the schedule release.
I feel like I'm on a game show and I can't actually tell who's telling the truth on any of this stuff. I love the schedule release. I hate all of the leaks and everything leading up to the schedule. Like, I think it's a big deal. As someone who married into royalty that has Packers season tickets.
Oh, wow, that is royalty.
I get to go to likely one game a year, and we always like to pick out which ones we're going to go to. It becomes a rite of passage each spring when the schedule's released. Everyone goes through the roster and picks out which game they want to go to. And I get to have a say in that now because I married into a family that has season tickets, and it's one of the greatest things.
Are you a team owner, by the way?
I am not. No, no, unfortunately. I'll work on that at some point here.
Disappointed.
I love seeing when the primetime games are. I love planning vacations around when the Packers play. And most notably, I am sick and tired of the Green Bay Packers playing football games on Christmas freaking day.
This is a wild thing this evolution. We were talking just a little bit before it comes on. Where do you land on the fact that it's not even just Christmas at this point? The Packers are going to be playing the Wednesday before Thanksgiving now.
Thanksgiving Eve, it's a holiday.
It's apparently a holiday. Let's just keep creating things. We're in the NFL.
Halloween Eve. The Badgers play on Labor Day Eve this year. So that's two Eves that we have games on. Yeah, big.
Can't wait for that.
So Thanksgiving Eve, I don't mind that one. Actually, it kind of stays out of the way of the rest of the week. Like the Slam at the Dam tournament, big winners by the Packers playing on Thanksgiving Eve. So congratulations, Beaver Dam basketball. That's going to be big for you guys. Should move that tournament to Sunday, by the way, this year, because there's going to be no con. Like Saturday, I got Badger game, Minnesota. Like move it to Sunday. Play it on Sunday. No one's doing anything on that Thanksgiving Sunday anymore.
I don't know. Do they even play any high school sports on? I feel like Sunday is like a day
it's
that is
Thanksgiving
avoided.
Weekend. Now Thanksgiving Eve is a holiday, so we're going to have that day. We're going to have Thanksgiving Day. We're going to have Black Friday. We're going to have Saturday, which is big for college football. Just if anyone's tuning in from Beaver Dam High School and you want to do the Slam at the Dam tournament, let's just move it a day to Sunday, and you got a bunch of people that would love to be part of it.
You're
just throwing
that out there. Roger Goodell. You're going to have him working the WIAA, and all of a sudden we're going to have games in like the middle of July
Tausch wants us playing at 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning football now. So, you know, we'll get there at some point. Anyway.
I mean, maybe.
I love Thanksgiving Eve because that works well in my schedule. I appreciate that. Like, I'm not one who goes home for what they call it, Wasted Wednesday or Blackout Wednesday or whatever night they call that, where you go back
to. Every local bar is just jam-packed with kids coming back.
You seem like a Blackout Wednesday kind of guy.
I'm boring.
If you're going back home and you're there for Thanksgiving weekend, you're not saying, let's go to the bar on Wednesday night and go see all the old pals.
I have the unique thing, though. That's exactly what you just said, the old pals. My family moved back to Pittsburgh after I graduated high school. So the only people that I really had are going to be people that were in the original place, lived 45 minutes away. And I ain't going out to Western Beaver, another Beaver, by the way, home of the Golden Beavers out there in Western Pennsylvania.
That's interesting.
I've just followed them. I think there's a Beaver Dam in Arizona. Keep your eye. If I ever move again, that might be where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Something to consider.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say. But anyway, Probably for the best. Thanksgiving Eve is not a night that I enjoy going out and going to the bars. I did it once or twice when I was like fresh out of college and you got to go see everybody. It was fun for a minute. And then you wake up hungover on Thanksgiving and you're like, what the heck did I do that for? This
is miserable.
And you got to
play a turkey bowl game with the family.
You got to do that. Or you're watching the stupid parade in the morning on TV with your dad. And you're like, why are we even doing this? Like, I'm hungover watching Charlie Brown float by on Times Square. And I don't even understand why this is interesting. Like, so I like the Thanksgiving Eve game because I don't have any plans on that night. So that works out great for me. Christmas Day sucks. Christmas Day sucks for NFL football. It sucked for the last couple of years since they've gone to doing the Netflix games on Christmas Day. The Packers played the Browns and the Dolphins a couple of years back. And the only Christmas Day game I've ever had the fortune to watch was Packers and Dolphins. And it's because my wife, Becca, and I both had COVID that year. And so we stayed home from the family Christmas. Otherwise, when we go by Aunt Janice, when we go by my mom and dad, Aunt Diane's hosting it this year. They don't have Netflix. They don't put it on. I'm not turning it on my phone because I'm trying to catch up with Aunt Sharon and Uncle Bob from Eagle River, who I haven't seen in a year. Like, I'm not going to a family gathering saying, hey, let's all gather around and watch Vikings Lions like we did last year. Now, one of the biggest games of the Packers' schedule is on Christmas Day at noon. Whether you're a mom and dad and a kid, like, yeah, there's plenty of kids who are big Packers and Bears fans. Like, their Christmas morning is going to be tarnished now because instead of playing with their new toys and getting all their new stuff out of the bags and the boxes, they got to get ready for a game day.
Well, you're going to have the parents. You're going to have Uncle Bob that's going to be upset, too, if the Packers do fall in a game that is on Christmas Day. You can pretend like everybody's going to be all hunky-dory. There are the fans out there that this will ruin their day, and it's going to indirectly ruin the days of many of the family members in those homes.
There are so many wrinkles to why the Packers and Bears playing on Christmas Day is just the worst. And everybody was texting in, calling into Wildy and Tausch today, and they're going, oh, this is great. I get to watch it with my kids, and this is going to be so fun. I'm like, well, who are you guys? Like, do no families get together on Christmas Day? Like, is my family one of the last that actually does that? Does everyone else do Christmas Eve? Because we do Christmas Day. And when we get together on Christmas Day, Aunt Janice, when the Packers played the Browns, scheduled dinner at 4 o'clock. That's when we eat dinner on Christmas Day. 4 o'clock, ham and gravy and stuffing and all that stuff. Christmas Day, 4 o'clock. Well, guess what? Middle of the second quarter, Packers, Browns, Baker Mayfield, all that stuff. 4 o'clock, we're sitting down. I didn't have eyes on that game. None of it. And it was a great game. Aaron Rodgers broke some kind of record in that game. What was it? Couldn't tell you.
Ashley, what is the Christmas Day experience for you guys? Is this something that you look forward to? Is this where you are in the Jesse Nelson vein here of this is a disaster, leave it alone, let's have an actual day where we can spend time with the family?
I'm with Jesse in that way, but we do Christmas Eve. We don't do Christmas Day.
You're a Christmas Eve family.
We do. We with our extended family is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And it's like in like immediate family. So my brother, my sister, my parents on Christmas Day. If the Bears or if the Packers lose, the Dobrzynski household will be in shambles and nobody's going to talk to each other. That is why I do not want this game. If they lose, my dad's mad. My brother's mad. I'm mad. My sister doesn't know what's going on. My mom's mad because we're mad. Christmas ruined.
There was a Chicago Bears fan. I know that nobody has sympathy for Chicago Bears fans out there, but I saw him share a text exchange with his wife.
Sorry, this is so funny.
It's so great. It was something that a wife says, something to the effect of, you're telling me that the Bears are going to ruin Thanksgiving and Christmas Day? And then the husband responds back, that's not up to me. That's up to Caleb Williams. And it's the same sentiment right here. We're now, the Packers are playing the day before Thanksgiving. But if you fall in Los Angeles and then you have to worry about having such a long period of time before the next day or the next game, you're going to be miserable on Thanksgiving. And now you have your most hated rival in the Chicago Bears that you're going to be taking on in what feels like what might be a pivotal game to decide who's winning the division. This is like, it's going to be a great Christmas Day if the Packers win. But if these things go south, you're talking about a really blue Christmas for the green and gold faithful.
You know, it's weird. In all the conversation we had today, I never even really considered the difference between a win and a loss on Christmas Day. I just considered the fact that the game is at noon on Christmas Day, and that alone sucks. But then if they go out and lose that game, and then we're sitting around trying to have family dinner with the Nelson extended family at Aunt Diane's house in Waukesha, and everyone's like, oh, man, Packers lost to Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah, great turkey.
LaFleur blew another one. my God, can you believe this? Like, that's going to be terrible.
And noon, like, at least if it was at, like, 7, it could just be like, okay, the night's ruined. But no.
Yeah.
It's going to be the whole day. Mm-hmm. By 3 p.m., I'm going to have a mad dad, a mad brother. Everybody's going to be pissed off.
I have actually already started to put the plant the seed. I'm good at the – I said this on Wildy and Tausch this morning, too. I watched a lot of Survivor when I was a kid.
You're not alone.
I'm good at these, like, you know, planting the ideas to, like, hey, we shouldn't vote for this person. We should vote for this person. So I texted Aunt Diane already. And I said, hey. Hey, did you hear? I was talking about you on Wildy and Tausch today, and she said, "Oh no, I didn't hear that. What'd you say?" I said, "Well, I said I don't want you to be like Aunt Janice and schedule Christmas dinner in the middle of a Packers game. Like that'd be terrible."
She secretly so like
I'm angling because we've said for a while it's tough getting you know. And Becca and I, so her family gets together Christmas Eve, my family gets together Christmas Day. It's a lot for us usually back to back days, going from one side of the state to the other, driving all around, and then sometimes right back to work on the 26th. It's kind of brutal. So I'm trying to angle with Christmas Day being a Friday, let's do the family get together on Saturday the 26th. Let's get a little Boxing Day action going on for Christmas. Let all the individual families do their own thing on Christmas Day, and then we can all stay home in a calm, comfortable environment, watch the Packers, hopefully beat the Bears and Caleb Williams, knock them out of the postseason contention, which is what I think will happen that day. That's what I'm wanting to see. That's the one way we can still save Christmas.
That's the new Christmas movie. This will be on Hallmark, How Jordan Love Saved Christmas. Beat Caleb Williams and the Bears, and everybody still celebrates. Everybody's happy as a clam.
That's a good idea. What should the Christmas movie title be for Packers-Bears on Christmas Day?
There's something with like a
Finding
club or something.
Finding Love Again.
What was that one?
Finding Love Again.
Love Again.
Love and the Iceman on Christmas. Yep. Yeah.
There's so many you could do with love.
That's a good thing for us to deliberate over the break. And you have 4 minutes. I'm putting you both on the clock right now. You're
going to
have 4 minutes, maybe even a little less than that. When we come back, we'll hear our names for that. And then we're going to also shift gears a little bit. Jesse Nelson is a diehard Brewers fan, just like our own Ashley Dobrzynski. I want to figure out where we're feeling this team is at right now in an NL Central that has never, and I mean never, been as good as it is right now. We'll talk about that next here on the Damn Sports Show. Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our Memorial Day sale is going strong, and you can save up to 60% off of list prices. We have some amazing values in store. Check out this sectional for as little as $992, and you get the free matching ottoman. Now, it's in-store only, so you got to stop in to get the amazing deals. We have sofas for as little as $299 and reclining, big, awesome, beautiful sofas in multiple color options for as little as $599. Or check out this Gavin Dual Power Reclining Sofa for as little as $899. If you need a little extra sleeping space, this Luca Twin Sleeper Chaise is perfect for you for as little as $449. Check out all of our amazing Memorial Day sales and specials going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Don't miss out. Get the furniture you need and bring home the comfort you've been dreaming of today at Slumberland of Beaver Dam and Watertown.
sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Jesse Nelson is with us today here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam in Daily Dodge TV. To buy him about 30 extra seconds here to come up with our Christmas-themed, Packers vanquishing the Bears on Christmas Day, title of a movie. I want to remind you guys, first of all, that if you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo that was just on the screen and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. We are joined today by Jesse Nelson, the producer of Wilde and Tausch. You can hear him every day from 9 until noon on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Jesse, we've given you about 4 minutes here to come up with
time out, time out. Who's the one scrolling through the app on the, when it comes up on the screen on YouTube before us?
That was a cleverly concocted screen recording on the cell phone.
Who does that? It's like flawless. That's fantastic.
That's textbook. I wish I could even tell you where that came
from.
So
it wasn't you.
Trust me. If it was me, I'd be flying through
Where's
it.
Where's the R?
I'd be like spelling Real Sports Cards wrong. And then you'd be like, oh, wait, why am I on this page?
A Real Sports Card in Waupun. I got to go check that place. Tausch has been wanting us to do for the longest time on Wilde and Tausch where we guess the back of a sports card without seeing the name of the player.
So you get the stats? You get
He wants you to give 84 receptions in 2021, had 10 touchdowns.
Don't say what team he's on.
And he wants to guess the player. This is his grand idea. So maybe I got to hit up Real Sports Cards in Waupun and see if we can figure out how to execute that for old T.
Tom is the man over there. He is, unfortunately, his one shortcoming in life is he is a Chicago Bears fan.
No.
So he's looking for a different name to this movie that is going to be coming Christmas. Unfortunately for Tom, he's going to find out he's going to have a very blue Christmas. It'll be Chicago blue, mind you, a little darker shade, but they will be blue. I'm interested, Jesse. You had a couple minutes to throw some names together for this. What is the title of the Christmas Day Packers beating the Bears movie?
Mistletoe at the Midway.
Mistletoe at the Midway.
A big city sports reporter returns home to Green Bay for Christmas, unexpectedly needing to travel to Chicago to cover the Packers-Bears game, and rekindles a relationship with his long-lost love.
It's like reverse of what a typical Hallmark is, where you're it's going from the big city to the little town instead.
Yeah, this time we're going to the big, it's a small-town reporter covering the Packers in Green Bay. Jason Wilde, he's married, we shouldn't do that.
Maybe it's the Jason Wilde origin story.
Oh.
And just to have a tie-in. Hey, this is 20 years ago.
He seems like he would live a life that would be the center of a Hallmark movie.
I think he'd be strong.
Adorable dogs, loving family. Let's learn how it all came to be. Sure, yeah, the Wilde story.
Mistletoe at the Midway.
Midway
the
Mistletoe.
Jason Wilde story.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
I'd watch that, no problem. Dobes, what are you coming up with over there?
The night before Bear Miss.
That sounds like they're going to win.
That
sounds like the Bears are going to lose when you actually throw Bear Miss in there?
That sounds like a cartoon movie that I see a trailer for during a sports game. I'm like, what the heck are we making this movie for?
Fine. Deck the Bears.
Hey! Deck the Bears.
Thank you.
Deck the Bears.
I like that one a lot, actually. Best I was able to come up with over here, we had a couple, actually, mind you. Love Actually beats Chicago.
Nice.
It's the .. Play on an already great movie out there. Silent Night, Chicago's Fright.
Oh.
That feels like a scary movie.
That sounds like a horror movie more than a Hallmark Christmas movie. Yeah.
Like Jordan Love comes out with a bloody football and he's just standing on the cover. Get a little going.
No, I don't want to watch that. It's the holidays.
That's the best time. The Terrifiers? You're not a Terrifier guy?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's a spooky movie. That's a gory, spooky movie.
Oh, no, I'm out. No, no, no.
That's like Saw level gore.
Oh, no, thank you. No, no, no.
Not for you?
No, thank you. Not for me. Not my cup of tea.
Well, let us know your favorite ideas out there. We're going to get this going. Hallmark, we've already had our basically a Hallmark debut, Ashley Dobrzynski, as we've been previewing our upcoming golf outing in just about 3 weeks' time. Jesse, expect to see you there, by the way.
What day is it?
That is going to be June 5th.
That is my anniversary. And,
oh, great way to celebrate.
And my dog's birthday.
Bring them both
birthday,
out there.
Happy birthday, Mo.
Good job, by the way, naming anniversary before Mo's birthday.
Well, we usually celebrate one more than the other, and it's not our anniversary. turns out might have been a mistake. getting the dog that had a birthday, sharing her anniversary, not the
actual marriage.
Yeah, that's
probably
I should clarify that.
The get-you date.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can pull some strings to make sure I'm here in Beaver Dam that day.
All right, that's
golf
what I like
outing.
To hear.
I like golf. You know me.
Well, good. You're probably better than me at that, too, which thankfully there's not as much competition out there as we've seen in the NL Central so far this year.
Oh, my goodness.
The
Holy
NL
smokes.
Central is a zoo right now, and not the zoo that we're talking about that had an actual trade offer earlier today. Sounds like Pittsburgh getting the better end of the deal, if you ask me, 33-year-old. Silverback gorilla coming to town. That's a big deal. We'll come back to that and this or that, I'm sure. It's a big deal. That's a championship move, I promise you. But the NL Central, at this point, we have seen five teams play at this point to their ceiling or close to it. And with that, Jesse, we've seen this storm that the Brewers have weathered with the injuries. And now it seems like you're getting the guys back. Yelly's back. Jackson Chourio's back. Where does this team stack up in an NL Central right now that feels like there's legitimately four teams that can win this thing?
All right, so everybody keeps saying, I'm not looking at the standings until Memorial Day.
Thank you for giving that.
To which I say to Lane Grindle and Jeff Lever, that's interesting because I hear you read the sponsored thing where you read the NL Central standings in every pregame show that you do on the Brewers
Radio
Network.
He just tunes out. He doesn't pay attention.
I guess they're not paying attention to the standings, so be it. So apparently we're not paying attention to the standings, but the Cubs have been hot. The Brewers, quite frankly, were not until a couple of weeks ago, and now they get some bats back. They're looking good. The Miz has been manic for a second consecutive year, which if you would have said there would be Miz Mania that could top the way that he burst onto the scene a season ago, I would not have believed you coming into this year. In fact, I thought he would be due for a sophomore slump, mm-hmm. and it's still possible that he could go through a tough stretch some point in the midway of the season. But to go, four starts in a row now, just mowing down the Washington Nationals until he had to leave with an injury with the cramps, which he had to do again last night against the Padres after going seven shutout innings and then had to leave because he came out for the eighth and had a little case of the cramps. Shuts down the Yankees in a game where suddenly everybody nationally now is back on board. Because when you do it against the Yankees, just like when you do it against the Cubs and the Dodgers, it just means a little bit more. And when the Miz throws 11 strikeouts in six shutout innings like he did last Friday against the New York Yankees, I'm turning on ESPN Radio over the weekend, and I'm hearing the national show saying, you see the Mizorowski? They don't know how to say his name. There, you see Mizorowski from the Brewers? You see what he did? Like, people are noticing. We're getting to the point now where every start, Jeff Passan and Bob Nightingale and all these national baseball voices and writers and prominent people are saying, are you guys seeing what the Miz is doing in Milwaukee? That's awesome. We haven't had a guy like that. We haven't had that since CeCe Sabathia.
Fitting week to have him really do what he's doing too, right after the Wall of Honor discussion that we've been having nonstop on this show.
I love me some CeCe Sabathia. That was a heck of a three-month run that we had back in 2008. But to have the Miz be as good as he is, and it's why last year, this is what stood out to me from the playoff run. Obviously, we were all hyped up to beat the Cubs and try to take down the Dodgers, and we know how it all played out, but it was awesome while it lasted. But what stood out to me from the playoff run was how Pat Murphy utilized Jacob Mizorowski in the postseason. And how, remember, he went through a tough stretch there in August into September, and then he started to come back a little bit. And then when we got to October, suddenly he was coming in out of the pen in the second inning after those Ashby starts. And you're like, oh my God, they're going to the Miz? And he comes in, he just boom, 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 strikeout, Cubs, done. Against the Dodgers, pivotal moment, game three, gotta have it at Dodger Stadium. Boom, delivers. Offense didn't, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course.
the way Pat Murphy trusted Jacob Mizorowski in gotta have it games, he trusted him more than Freddie Peralta. And that was as a rookie last year. Jacob Mizorowski is a true game-changing, franchise-altering ace. And he's showing why this season, just like he did in multiple occasions last year. He is a guy that can lead the Brewers and be a difference maker in a team that is pursuing not only an NL Central championship, but a National League pennant and a potential berth and a potential victory in a World Series.
Ooh, get me feeling some type of way. And we've been highlighting, too, talking about the Miz, and kind of what you were talking about, where he goes out there on Friday and he shuts down one of the best lineups in baseball in the New York Yankees. And it means more when you do beat a team like that. It feels like that does so much to the rest of the team throughout that series, not even just on Friday night. You feel like you're playing a team right now that, yeah, maybe the ceiling still is the NLCS. We can discuss that as we get closer to that. But at this point, even if you're getting to that, when you hand the ball to Jacob Mizorowski, it's up there with the Paul Skeens of the world, where when you hand the ball, you are saying this is going to be six high-quality innings. We're probably going to need two or three runs to win this game tonight. And that simply goes to what the specialness that you have with a pitcher who, by the way, 11 pitches at 103 miles an hour as a starter is unheard of, even in this world where everybody seems to be throwing 100-plus. You're seeing pitchers and batters out there actually baffled, whether it be in their own dugout, watching like, this, I have to pitch against this guy tonight? Or these pitcher or batters on the other side who walk up there to the plate and they're literally touching their helmet after a pitch. What did I just see?
Every game that he pitches in is now must-see entertainment. Like, you need to make an appointment every time he's going to be on the mound for the Brewers. And that's, again, just like what it was last June when he burst onto the scene and had that epic performance against the Cardinals in his debut and followed it up. What do you do second? He throws another no-hitter into the seventh inning against the Minnesota Twins in his second start. It's not always just about when you do it one time, and because that just happened this week, too. Like, think about, like, America's Got Talent. You ever watch America's Got Talent?
Ashley, have you?
No.
All right, great. Well, it's a talent show. So, like, okay, you come American Idol? Everybody heard of American
yes.
Idol?
Okay.
I know of these shows. So, I just don't watch them.
All right, American Idol. This is back in my day. I know it's still on, but back in my day, you watch American Idol, and someone comes on, and they do their audition, and they blow you away with this awesome song. And then they say, okay, sing something else. And they can't sing something else. They've only done that one song over and over and over and over. When you do it a second time and you do it again and you follow up an amazing all-time performance with another one, that's when you know something's legit. And The Miz, not only last year when he burst onto the scene as a rookie, did that, but this week, like, the Padres' offense is not some pushover. The San Diego Padres are a legitimate contender in the National League. And he went seven shutout innings and was looking for more until he got the cramps last night. And it's a shame that the offense decided, well, The Miz is on the mound, we don't have to do anything. And then they end up losing the game in the ninth inning, all with two outs, because they didn't put any more than one run on the board. So when you can follow it up with a back-to-back, that's when you prove you're legit. And there's going to be ups and downs. Baseball does that. There's going to be a dip. He's going to have a couple of rough games at some point coming up here this season. Don't get alarmed when that happens. Because remember, he's throwing 103. He's got this cannon of a right hand every time he's firing it across home plate. I'm sure they're going to tell him at some point, dude, calm down. We want to see that in October. And I hope that he is going to be able to carry the team then the way that he is right now.
Well, one of the things that fell short for this team last year, even when you were getting, as you mentioned, the Miz start against the Dodgers, where he shut down one of the best lineups in all of baseball, but the offense wasn't able to do it enough. Ashley, I'm going to cue you up because you have been very adamantly passionate about the 6-9, especially 8-9 with the Brewers lineup. I'll throw it to you, but I guess more or less the question is, can this team overcome an offense to this point? You're really depending on 1-5, and everything else has been a far cry.
Well, I think you're depending on 1-7.
You're sticking even with, again, it's just 8-9. It's the Joey Ortiz's of the world that you have a vendetta against.
Well, it's not a vendetta. Look at their stats. Joey Ortiz finally hit a home run
the other night. Yeah, first time in 10 months.
Exactly, exactly. And we're going to sit here and be like, wow, what a player. Like, he's a great offensive guy or defensive guy, don't get me wrong. But, Jesse, I don't know if you feel the same way, but he gets up to bat, it's like, ah, great, here we go, another out.
There were children who were conceived and born within Joey Ortiz's home runs.
Ashley wasn't a member of our team here the last time Joey Ortiz hit a home run until this recent one.
Exactly. And so, no, they just have, I think they have a bottom of the lineup problem. And I think in bigger games, when it comes down to it, you're going to see that be a real issue.
It is. I'm also worried about the back end of the bullpen.
Yes.
As we saw last night, like, it doesn't really matter how great the starters can be if the bullpen doesn't get it done on the back end, which we've seen a few times now this season, struggling finishing games, which was not the case at all last year or really the year before. So that's something that I want to keep an eye on as we get closer to a trade deadline. Again, that's a long way away, but Uribe, McGill doesn't feel like they have the same magic like they did a year ago, so we got to figure that out. Bottom of the lineup stinks, yes. Ashley is right. I agree with Ashley. And that would be a spot where you have guys in AAA, guys in the minor leagues who are the top prospects. I mean, we were talking about Pratt last week. At some point he's going to take Joey Ortiz's job. We don't know when. Could it be this year? Could he be a guy that comes up in June or July and is a difference maker? Or is it somebody else that they want to go get that's more proven that can do it in the postseason when you're going up against the Cubs and the Dodgers in some of those big moments?
Last word for you, Jesse, before we go to break here, because we are going to be talking to you throughout the entirety of the Brewers season. Where do you believe, when you look at the NL Central, is this a team that you are still at this point, a few games out of first, you still expect expect and believe that they will win the NL Central? Or is this, if we're getting back to the NLCS, we're going to have to do this the hard way, win a wild card round, and really go to war against some of the best teams in the NL?
So, baseball, I have to adjust my mindset a little bit because baseball is now different than it used to be. Here's why. Scheduling is now more balanced, which was meant to bring more evenness across all of the league and all the divisions and all the teams, because it used to be you'd played 18 games against the Pirates and the Cardinals, and then the Yankees and Red Sox are beating up on the Blue Jays and the Rays, and that's why their records were so inflated. That's good for the game, but it's actually bad for the division rivalries, and it actually means that when you play the Cubs, when you play the Cardinals, when you play the teams that are the contenders, it does mean a little bit more. Next week's going to be a big deal. The Brewers play the Cubs for the first time this year next week. You only get, I think, 12 chances, maybe 13 against the Cubs this year. That's a big deal then when you're playing them in one of two series at their place or one of two series here at American Family Field.
It's not 18 to 20 games anymore.
Right. It's bad because you don't get to know those teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to follow them as much as you follow your local team. You see them as almost as much as you see any other team.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mean that those individual games mean a lot more. So I really want to see how they fare against the Cubs for the first time next week, first meeting since that playoff series that went five games last year. I really want to see how that goes. I do think it does mean more, even though it's early in the season. I believe the Brewers are NL Central championship contenders. I believe they are NL championship contenders. I think everybody is playing for second behind the Dodgers until proven otherwise, but that doesn't mean I don't want to be in the NLCS. I would gladly get to the NLCS if it means going up against the Dodgers again, no matter what. If you say punch that ticket right now, I'd say sign me up. I don't know how it's going to play out after that, but I'd rather have that than any other outcome. So sign me up for it. I've placed multiple wagers in states where it is legal on the Brewers winning the division and exceeding their projected win totals. And I'm excited because Wildy and Tausch is back at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford on Monday. And I'm excited to see what that win total looks like again, because I'm hoping to capitalize and maybe put in a third or fourth wager on a Brewers going over their win total for this year.
Well, we can't wait to pick your brain a little bit more once we do get to see, not necessarily the dust settle, but at least get that first glimpse against what we perceive as the real threat against the Brewers in the NL Central. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Beaver Dam softball back in action tonight as they are going to be hitting the road and going out to Waukesha because they've got a date with Pewaukee. We're going to take a break, talk about them, and then also look ahead. Tomorrow, we got a pivotal matchup between the Milton Redhawks and the Beaver Dam baseball team that is still looking to stay alive in the Badger Large Conference race. We'll talk about that, all that, and more here in just a few moments here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Kristen DeMaster, head girls swimming coach, Beaver Dam High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The Wisconsin Senate has voted down a bipartisan deal to spend $1.8 billion of the state's budget surplus. Before the vote, Governor Evers was sounding confident it would pass. Watertown High School students staged a walkout yesterday to protest the school board's decision to ban a controversial song from next week's band concert. Students say their voices are being ignored. It's been 8 months, and Mayville is still looking for a new medical clinic. Of 6 companies they've contacted, only 2 have returned their messages. 2 people are hurt after a high-speed chase near Fond du Lac early yesterday. Speeds hit close to 100 miles an hour. And 8 men have been sentenced to the major fentanyl trafficking case. Authorities say the group ran a large-scale ring from Green Bay to Milwaukee. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need, close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
Brew Crew Tuesdays are back on May 19th.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone!
Catch the Brewers on local TV as they battle the Chicago Cubs.
Got him swinging. Threw him a curveball. It's 11 Ks for Mizorowski.
This edition of Brew Crew Tuesdays is presented by Delta Dental of Wisconsin. Tune in May 19th at 6:40 on Fox 6 in Milwaukee or check your local listings to watch the game.
Hit a home run with the next WBEV Milwaukee Baseball Bus Trip of the Season presented by Columbus Family Dental. Join us Thursday, June 18th as Milwaukee takes on Cleveland. $70 gets you a Loge infield seat and deluxe motor coach transportation to and from the game, including bus driver gratuity. Bus depart Slumberland Furniture at 10:30 for a 1:10 first pitch. Sign up today at the WBEV Studios, 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam during business hours.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome to Kashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski, and Jesse Nelson with us today here on The Damn Sports Show. Jesse, I know that you're a fan of a good broad, huh?
I love a good brat. You know me.
You better believe it, because tomorrow we're actually getting a team together. We're going out to M People Credit Union in Fond du Lac. This is a new world for us going out to Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac brat fries? Is that what's going on? Get out of here.
And this is where it gets even better. The good people at M People, they're covering people's brats tomorrow.
No.
So you get to come out. You get yourself a free brat.
Free
brat? Dial it up however you want.
Fond du Lac Free Brat Friday?
Fond du Lac Free Brat Friday.
Get the free brat out of here. That's amazing.
That's awful. That is...
Thank you.
Well done, at least there.
I'll go a year between appearances next.
It's going to be right there on Pioneer Road, right on the main strip in Fond du Lac. We'll make sure that we doll it up for you, too. Get out there. Here's your chance, too, to win $4,000 this year. If you come out, you have to be at 5 brat fries. You don't even have to buy a brat. But you show up to 5 broad fries, you get a stamp at each one. If you have 5 at the end of our season this year, you'll go into a random drawing. First place wins $4,000, second place $750, third place $250. 3 chances to come out with a lot.
So wait a minute, it's a free brat Friday in Fond du Lac with a $4,000 Friday frenzy for free brats?
You better believe it.
If you go to 5 fries?
Yes, you go to 5 fries. 5 fries Fridays.
Fantastic.
How many other F's can you think of there, Dobes? I actually I think she's probably got one in her mind she can't use right now.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Fire truck.
That's probably what it was. All right.
Well, that's awesome. Free Brat Friday tomorrow in Fond du Lac.
We'll have to steal you away for one of these. It goes all the way until September this year.
Okay. How long are you guys there tomorrow? How long is
11
it
to 1.
11 to 1. Okay, Willie and Taushan's at noon. Ooh, that'd have to be speeding, but we might be able to get there. You stay open a little bit later.
It's free. I'll hold one for you, Jesse.
I'll see what we can do.
All right, that's what I like to hear. I tell you what else is fun to hear is we got softball back. After a couple days off here, we finally get to see the Golden Beavers back in action today. It will not be today on Daily Dodge TV as they are out in Pewaukee playing a very formidable team.
Why do you say Pewaukee like that?
What do you mean? How are you saying it?
Wait, you say it.
Pewaukee.
It's Pewaukee.
Pewaukee.
You say with an A.
It's Pewaukee.
You're saying like when you go to church, what do you sit in?
A pew.
You're saying Pewaukee.
Yeah.
It's not Pewaukee. It's Pewaukee.
Pewaukee.
This is, I lived 3 minutes from it. I never got a hard time once when I was saying it when I was at Heartland Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Pew, pew, Pewaukee.
It's not a big deal. It's something that it's worth throwing out there just because I know a lot of people have been asking. Yeah, I was on the Arrowhead team that beat TJ Watt and Derek Watt 35-0. Thanks for asking.
Pew, pew, Pewaukee.
I also didn't play that game.
Pewaukee Pirates, three-time boys basketball state champions with Milan Manchilovic.
Oh, nice pronunciation.
Thank you.
And I don't think that skewed under the veil either. I heard your shot at me.
That was good. That was,
thank
sorry.
You. Well, we knew.
I was focused on Milan Manchilovic, but that was good, Ashley.
They were saving me for bigger games down the road. That's why I didn't play that one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I'm still waiting for the call. It's fine. Pewaukee. Is that get the
you
approval?
Sure.
Pewaukee.
There you go.
The Pirates are going to be playing Beaver Dam tonight. They're 16-5 coming into this one. It's going to be a fun and last non-conference test for the Golden Beavers until they get down to this final couple weeks of the season here, as they have an opportunity to get back into the conference title race themselves. But to do that, you're going to have to beat Wanake. That'll be next Monday. But this last stretch of the year, Oregon, Wanake, Monona Grove, three high-level programs, likely going to have to win all three to be able to find your way back into the conference race. But again, this is a team that we have seen in the sectional final consecutive years. This is the year. I've got it in my heart. I feel it, that they're going to break through, Jesse. We're going to be down in your neck of the woods in Madison. That's what I'm telling you.
Ooh, we got, so it's the Pewaukee Pirates, right?
That's correct.
Well, I do have one question for you guys, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm ready.
What did the pirate say when invited for a treasure hunt?
It's going to be something with R.
Yeah, R. I'm so excited. Something like that.
I've got nothing.
Could you be a little more interested in the joke, Ashley? I mean, unreal. Yari said, absolutely.
That's so bad.
Absolutely, because the loot is the treasure. Do you get it, Wally?
I unfortunately do get it.
That's the joke.
That is why I reacted how I did so unenthusiastically.
Good Lord. All right. Well, on that, I think the Pewaukee Pirates came and they stole our stream set.
Yeah. They stole the video stream.
That's fine.
Can you see me?
You are crystal clear. It's just your face right now.
Ashley, what's your take on anything right now?
It's
you're the star of the show.
I am. I'm going to turn your mics off. I'll take it from here. Thank you, boys.
It's Dobes hour time.
Yeah, for the next 13 minutes, everything Dobes.
Well, I'm going to try to get this figured out before we come back from break, because on the other side of break, as we end every Thursday, it is time for This or That. We'll play that here in just a few moments here on the Damn Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 48. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 55. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently 70.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the sports tab at dailydodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the Mystery Player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV Morning Show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the Mystery Player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From Durleaf Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to The Damn Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in La Pond. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
It's This or That Thursday, and we got the hymns back. We did it blind, Jesse Nelson. We got there.
I'm proud of you.
That's all I can ask for. Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show. It's a Thursday. It's time for This or That. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski, and Jesse Nelson with you today. Ashley, can you explain to our new on the show anyways, in-person friend,
new?
Jesse Nelson?
I worked
Nelson.
10 years ago. You weren't even like a little pipsqueak, and I was
10
working.
Years ago, yeah. I was still a strapping young man,
yeah.
22 years old.
You're the same age as I am right now.
No, you're 23 now. Shut up. She does this every day. She tries to make us feel old, Jesse. Whatever. What? How do we play This or That?
Jesse, I'm going to give you two options. You have to pick which option you like better.
It's that simple.
Complicated game. I'm ready for it.
Okay.
Let's get going here.
Would you rather? Oh, also, some of them are sports. Some of them are random.
Oh, okay.
Have a raccoon as your lawyer or a goose as your therapist?
Probably the goose, right?
All right. So raccoons, what, like, when you think of a raccoon, it, like,
they're
digs.
They're savvy.
It digs in the trash. It's, like, it, you know, it's resourceful. So I want a good resourceful lawyer if I want to win a case, especially if, you know, back's against the wall. A goose, on the other hand, they're nasty. They're kind of mean. They hiss at you when you're going to, like, get near their little goslings.
Are these sentient, by the way? Like, are these things also, like one of us? Like, they can think like us in this reality?
Yeah, they talk to you.
Oh, okay. They can talk
so
too.
Say, hey, Mr. Goose. And I'm like, hello, how are you feeling today? No, I would rather have the raccoon as my lawyer.
I agree. I want the raccoon.
That. Yeah.
Well, the raccoon, at least, you know, is going to do all the nasty, dirty work to actually be able to get you off. I think that that's the important thing, because a goose, I don't know, maybe it's a really nice goose. I kind of like my answer there.
Okay. I don't think there is such a thing as a nice goose.
Yeah, I don't think there is either.
Maybe they're misunderstood.
Would you, okay, play one NBA game with a bowling ball instead of a basketball, or one MLB game with a pool noodle bat?
This one's easy.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm 5'8" and slightly overweight. I'm not going to do anything in an NBA game, no matter what. And likewise, I was cut from the high school baseball team as a freshman because I struggled at the plate, as opposed to I played the field pretty well. So it doesn't matter to me if I get out there with a noodle bat or a regular bat. I'm not hitting the ball anyway. So I'd rather get a chance to play in the major leagues, make it to the big leagues, and play with a noodle bat. Plus, then I'd be known around the league as the noodle bat guy, and I'd be on SportsCenter and all the, you know, highlights. And
you don't think
I'd
you'd be known in basketball as being the guy that went out there that clearly had no business being on the floor with these incredible athletes?
No, that'd be forgotten, because they'd be, LeBron had load management or something that night. It would just be another fart in the wind of the NBA season, as opposed to the MLB. Like, I'd be legendary if I had noodle
bat. Imagine trying to get a shot over Victor Wembanyama.
Imagine standing in the box. Plus, you can actually get on base by not even swinging the noodle bat if you just take four pitches that are outside the strike zone.
All right, you might have talked me into this. Yeah, noodle bat.
You could actually get out. You could score a run in a Major League Baseball game with a noodle bat. There ain't no way you're scoring a basket with a bowling ball if you're playing an NBA game.
I think I'd be scared. The 120-mile-an-hour ball hit off the bat I'm playing in the field, I'd be mortified there, too. You'd have to hope I'm a DH. That'd be the only way I'd play.
This has been long attested on at ESPN Madison with all of our various teammates who have come and gone over the years. I made the assertion a number of years ago that I could play. Like, I'm not a bad baseball player. I am now, probably. I haven't played in a while. But I wasn't a bad baseball player. I just couldn't hit. I said I could play second base for the Madison Mallards Northwoods League baseball team for one inning, and we would be fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
They would swing every single time.
They're not
time
good
trying
enough.
To go
They're
to
college
you.
Kids who are playing for, like, Illinois State coming up for the summer to play ball. Like, they're not good enough to just target.
I think Jesse's got a point here.
They're not, like, the LSU inning. Pitchers on the mound facing the dude from Illinois State. You think the second baseman from Illinois State's good enough to be like, I'm going to aim it at that guy and hit this 88-mile-an-hour fastball right
You certainly better hope not.
They won't be. And even if they do and I miss one, that's okay. It'll go into right field. We'll get it. I'll be the cutoff man. We'll be fine. You can play.
I'm with him on this.
Second base for one inning, we would be just fine.
I think you're both nuts.
One inning, that's three outs. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I might not even touch the ball.
Yeah.
We've seen 15 runs scored in innings before.
Especially, but they're not hitting it just to like a second baseman.
Like, I can cover the base. I can catch the ball. If they ground it to third, we got a double play opportunity. I can go cover the base.
Jesse, you could probably field the ball if it's not hit that hard.
I could get a couple of hops, yeah. Exactly. The tough thing would be the grass infield to the dirt. Like, I'm used to the dirt, like, all the way, like, Little League. When you get the grass, like, a tough hop could be a challenge.
All right.
Well.
What, every time you say bro, a random alarm goes off nearby. Or every time you sneeze, confetti explodes around you.
Oh, it's allergy season. I don't say bro, but I do sneeze a lot, especially this time of year. So I don't want the confetti thing happening. So I'd rather the alarm with the bro. Because I don't want it to be the spectacle that people are following me around where, oh, is he going to sneeze next? And then you see him, and poof, all this confetti show.
Dobes knows where I'm going with this right away. Because right now, Jesse, you're probably unfamiliar with this. We have a very contentious competition in our office this time of year. We have a sneeze counter. And whoever sneezing gets publicly shamed.
No.
And it's gotten to the point where...
Why do you do that to people?
If you sneezed right now, what's your reaction going
to
be?
I would have to turn off my mic and swear. Jesse, how it all started was I was sneezing a lot back in March. And Charlie and Wally were like, you sneeze an abnormal amount of times. And I was like, guys, I sneeze the normal amount. So we started counting sneezes. In March, I had 13 sneezes.
It was 16. Don't sell yourself short.
And it was halfway through March. And then April, I had 20 or something.
I mean, I sneezed 8 times yesterday. There's pollen everywhere here.
Only
man.
In the office. That's the rule. Yeah. If you sneeze outside, it's a safe space. It's
it comes in with you. You're out there. I'm mowing the lawn at home and you bag it up and all the pollen from the dandelions comes in your face. And you sit on the couch you're inside, you go to work, you're still sneezing all the time.
They're strategically bringing dogs into the office.
No, that was just one time. But it's gotten to the point where somebody sneezes and they're like, ah, crap. And they're like, mark it.
Everybody.
It's a bad job by all of you here. You shouldn't shame people for that kind of thing.
No, it's awesome.
It's like she just said, we immediately hit on the who sneezed, who is it, who did it?
Like you yell, who was it, who sneezed?
Accountability. Yeah. Somebody be honest.
It's terrible.
Last one, Dope.
Yep, last one. Get crossed up so badly the defender gets a statue built of the play or get dunked on so hard it becomes the league logo.
Oh.
Dunked on.
I want the logo.
Yeah.
The logo would be pretty
5'8 and slightly overweight. People are going to dunk on me. So be it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jesse, thank you so much for being with us all day today. Hopefully we can steal you out sometime this summer and we can do it again. But we'll be listening on Woolley and Tausch. Any last plugs that you want to get out there?
My pleasure. Always fun to be back. Thanks so much for having me, Wally and Ashley. Thank you.
You're the man, Jesse. That's going to do it for us here today. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow for one more show this week. Make sure we'll see you there here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Homer Hour coming up next.
Family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools.